This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. It's an Associated Press fact check. Headline: Mueller interviewed many close to president. Now, President Donald Trump is falsely suggesting that people closest to him weren't called to testify before special counsel Robert Mueller and his team because investigators didn't want to hear the, quote, good things, end quote, those people would want to share about the president. Plenty of people close to Trump or who worked closely with him were interviewed by investigators or invited to do so. From Trump's Twitter feed, isn't it amazing that the people who were closest to me by far and knew the campaign better than anyone were never even called to testify before Mueller? The reason is that the 18 angry Democrats knew they would all say no collusion and only very good things. Here are the facts. The president is wrong on multiple counts here. Plenty of people close to him, including his own family, interviewed with Mueller's team or were at least asked to appear. And of those who did, some said some not very good things about their interactions with the president. Among the advisors and aides who spoke with Mueller was his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, who extensively detailed Trump's outrage at the investigation and his efforts to curtail it. McGahn told Mueller's team how Trump called him at home and urged him to press the Justice Department to fire the special counsel, and then told him to deny the entire episode had taken place once it became public. Others who were interviewed by Mueller include two former White House chiefs of staff, Rance Priebus and John Kelly, former White House communications director Hope Hicks, White House press secretary Sarah Sanders, and former strategist Steve Bannon. Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal lawyer who once said he was close enough to the president that he'd take a bullet for him, also cooperated with Mueller and delivered unflattering details. Mueller certainly wanted to hear from Trump's family, too, even if not all relatives were eager to cooperate. His oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., declined to be voluntarily interviewed by investigators. That's according to the Mueller report. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, spoke multiple times with Mueller's team, and one of the president's daughters, Ivanka Trump, provided information through an attorney. Now, the White House has yet to say who he was referring to in that tweet. Okay, also to be added with that, they asked the president himself to testify, and he only replied with a written statement. That's the fact check on a tweet. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. The one thing you really need to remember about President Trump's Twitter feed is it's not necessarily there for the facts. It's not necessarily there for anyone other than his most ardent supporters, and whether they be people at Fox News, whether they be just your average citizen, his Twitter feed is there for his fans, period. And he uses it to get what he wants the message to be out to his fans. Whether or not it's true is immaterial to the whole thing, because for a lot of them, that is where they get their information on President Trump. They go, look, I got it right from the horse's mouth. And they trust him. Whether you believe they should or not, they trust him. So when he tweets something out like that, for them, for his supporters, that is what happened. That is the way things are. And that is the way that he engages with his base. And because they have faith in him, because they believe in him, because they believe what he says, anybody else who's reading it and getting angry about it is kind of wasting their time. It's not for you. It's not supposed to be a fact. He's long ago established with how he uses Twitter that what he's using it for is to fire up his most ardent supporters. And in some cases, to some people would call it own the libs. Another fact that is sort of not even addressed here is this idea of 18 angry Democrats. A good portion of Mueller's team, if they've declared support for any political party, including Robert Mueller himself, they're Republicans. So that actually isn't true either. But it doesn't matter, because to the president's most ardent supporters, he said it straight from the horse's mouth. It's true. Now, it's not an ideal situation, And it's not really anything that you're going to be able to have a reasoned conversation about with a lot of people. Because, hey, I got it right from the horse's mouth and I trust him. And they don't want to hear anything else. And they vote. So if you don't like it, don't get mad on Twitter. Get out and vote. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future